But when you talking about one hot verse every 30 months, you know, you drop your classic in your prime. I was behind you then. I can admit I was behind you then. But now I'm in my prime, and you the one behind me. How are you going to respond? That's what I'm more interested in. Top of the Top, episode 245, Stash House Podcast. Your boy Tyler checking in. First time listeners, thank y'all for tuning in. If you tune in, weekly salute. And the Just an Episode, saw some topics you may want to hear about. Thank you as well. Podcast available on all podcast streaming platforms, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube. If you're watching this video on YouTube, please like this video, subscribe to the YouTube page. Whoever this affect to, by the way, I got an email saying Google Podcasts will be no longer. So I want to direct y'all to go to Spotify. If you've been using Google Podcasts or Apple Podcasts or YouTube, I'm not sure who listens on Google Podcasts, but I did get an email saying that's no longer, like all around the board. So just a quick note with that. Hope everyone had a great week, a great weekend. Do the same this upcoming week. Hope everyone been staying safe, getting in and out of this pollen, especially down south. It's affecting me the same way it's affecting everybody else. So hope everyone been on the up and up. Sending love, positive vibes out to everybody. A lot to talk about this week in the music world. I am recording this before night two of WrestleMania. Night one was last night. A lot of things I want to talk about with night one, but I wouldn't feel right just talking about night one and not seeing the outcome yet of night two. So maybe next week I'll touch on WrestleMania results and everything. But yeah, night one, I'm definitely looking forward to seeing what happens tonight. But like I said, the music world. I'm talking about the hip-hop world at the end of the episode. I'm getting that out the way now. I want to start with this Bryson Tiller album first. He dropped a self-titled album, 19 records. Features, we got Victoria Monet, Clara LaSan. Overall thoughts going into it, I was seeing on the timeline rumors that it's supposed to be an all-rap album. And I immediately was turned off. I was like, come on now, Bryson. Like I said, some things I want to talk about with Bryson and his career, and hearing that this was supposed to be an all-rap album, not like it's out the blue, like all of a sudden you want to start rapping. Nah, bro, been rapping like on Trap Soul. He had the Rambo record, his second album, third. Like, he's known to rap on his albums here and there. But I didn't want a full rap album from Bryson Tiller. So I was very pleased to know it wasn't an all-rap album. And coming off the success of the Whatever She Want record, which I thought was about to flop. I didn't say it on the podcast because I wasn't talking about Bryson, but in terms of seeing that record come out, watching the video, I was like, this is not going to work. And boy, was I wrong. For the women demographic, that Bryson Tiller Whatever She Want record is definitely working. Would it last through the spring, summertime? We'll see. But in terms of the women demographic, that song, I definitely was wrong on that. So I guess coming off the success of that, it was rumors going around about an all-rap album. But like I said, that's not the case. Overall, another album Bryson Tiller dropped that, yes, he has good songs on it. It just not Trap Soul. What people, for some reason, I always got to remind people, we in 2024. Trap Soul was like, what, 2015, 2016, 8 years ago? Come on, y'all. I understand that era, that time period, the R&B that was coming out then, the mystique a lot of these artists had at the time. It's different now, y'all. We went through a whole pandemic. Like I said, that's almost 10 years ago. So another album, I feel like, yes, it's good songs on there. It's just people not going to pay attention to it, to the magnitude they did a Trap Soul. His second album, True to Self, he had records on. Anniversary album, he got records on. And now this album. The only thing with Bryson Tiller, I think, now I can definitely say with the case with this album, I just feel like, for me personally, I enjoy his music, but it just to the point of, yeah, I enjoy his music, but I don't know much about, bro. Not to say that fans got to know everything about artists they enjoy listening to. It just, he just pop out, give you good records, go on tour, and he back in the hide until he pop out again. There's nothing wrong with that. It just, I think fans just got him stuck on Trap Soul in that era, to where yeah, he got whatever she want, that'll go, but it doesn't sound like the Bryson Tiller you probably thinking about. And then I had to remember, he's very vocal about he was not ready for the fame that came with Trap Soul. He was like, y'all working at Papa John's, living out my car. I just put it on SoundCloud. It blew up. All of a sudden, I got tours. I got interviews. He was part of that group of the R&B acts that hid his face, didn't do too many interviews. When he did an interview, it wasn't video footage. So he went through that, and I totally forgot about the Wild Thoughts record with Rihanna. If you're telling me you got fame and all that off of Trap Soul, the Wild Thoughts with Rihanna just multiplied that by 100. So when his second album came out, a lot of songs, I said it was still some records on there. He just dipped away, did the anniversary album, records on there. And now with the self-titled album, records on here. The only issue I got with this self-titled album is probably like the last four songs. If he would have stopped at the outside record, Bryson got a solid one on him. Out of 19 records, for me, I'm not looking for an immaculate R&B album. I just need something to get me to point A to point B. And Bryson did that in my opinion with this album. I got to give him credit. Favorite records, Attention, Stay Gold. That's a hell of a way to open up the album. After hearing it's supposed to be all rap, you coming with Attention and Stay Gold. The Child record, one of my early favorites, No Thank You, Find My Way, Waterfalls, Calypso seems to be the one that's going to get some attention as well. And like I said, the Outside record. So overall, I got to give kudos to Bryson. The self-titled, like I said, is not what you want it to be from Bryson if you're stuck in that 2016 era. Well, just check out his past albums, True to Self, Anniversary, and now this self-titled. Bryson been putting out quality music over the years. Is it to the point where, like, who are the R&B guys? Like, yeah, Bryson in the mix, Party Next Door album coming soon. I haven't spoke about the album cover, but Party Next Door album coming soon. I'm not counting Chris Brown with these guys and Usher. Like, those are the big dogs of the big dogs. Lucky Day needs to pop back out. And rest is just kind of, if you know, you know. In terms of male R&B, Kenyon Dixon. It's like R&B needs a great boost in terms of the male acts this year, in my opinion. Yes, very talented guys out. Tone Still, Ye Ali. It's some talented guys, but in terms of getting that pop that everybody is looking for, like the one people are telling you, hey, have you heard this? Have you heard that? The male R&B world, I think, needs that. Sir just dropped. It just was a lot of stuff going on in hip-hop right now. It's very hard for the male R&B acts to really get anything going right now with so much attention on the hip-hop world. Like I said, we got Sir album had just dropped. Bryson Tiller just dropped. Party Next Door about to drop. So far, it's been good quality, but not too many eyes are, you know, focusing in on male R&B acts right now. So shout out to Bryson, though. The self-titled album, 19 records. Like I said, good quality music. Very, very good quality music. So shout out to Bryson Tiller. And speaking of hip-hop taking over the news cycle, we back here once again. J. Cole, surprise album. Might Delete Later, 12 records. Features, we got Ari Lennox, Young Dro, Gucci Mane, Cam'ron, Boss, Central C, Daylight, and Ab Soul. First off, shout out to J. Cole. What a way to keep the momentum going. A couple weeks ago, Future Metro Boomin album dropped. Not only a good album, but the Light That record with Kendrick Lamar. We've been waiting to see who's going to respond first. J. Cole, the weekend of Dreamville Fest, which is basically his festival. You know what? Not only am I going to respond, I'm going to drop a surprise album on top of that. As long as we getting music from these guys, I'm cool with the back and forth because I don't think it's nothing personal. Well, who knows? In today's world, who knows? Might be. But we just sticking to great music, sending shots directly at another artist, all in the love of just hip-hop and rap, I'm all on board. So I was very surprised to see Cole drop a surprise album. But at the same time, I was like, well, it is Dreamville Fest weekend. And normally they drop something for Dreamville Fest weekend. So shout out to J. Cole. What a way to keep the momentum going. And what a way to show, like, yeah, I've been in the studio. Might Delete Later been the title of the vlogs that's been dropping, which I thought was just leading up to the Fall Off album. And who knows, maybe he had these in the tuck already. Who knows, maybe he was going to drop already, even without the Kendrick verse and everything. Because a couple of these records we've heard on the vlogs in the past couple of weeks. So maybe we was just thinking, oh, he teasing the Fall Off, but really he was just teasing, you know, Might Delete Later. Surprise album. So shout out to J. Cole, man. Like I said, when stuff like this happens, I love to see artists do what artists are supposed to do. Go to the studio. He showed, I got stuff in the tuck. A couple of these songs do sound like, you know, lyrical exercise, just going in, see, you know, pull up a beat, whoop-de-whoop. Some felt more like a song that was orchestrated, a dope song that just came out of it. Overall, I'm not going to be mad at a surprise album for J. Cole. That's one thing you're not going to hear me say, oh, man, J. Cole surprise. I'm a fan of Cole. I'm a fan of Kendrick. I love this. Like I said, I don't think it's nothing personal. It's just rap. But let's talk about the album first. First off, I was upset. Once again, all the talk was about the song that's the last song on the album, 7-Minute Drill. Didn't nobody say nothing about the fact that J. Cole got Ari Lennox and Young Dro on the song. And at the end, you got Gucci on his Big Rude vibe. A little poem, per se, if you want to say, from Guwop, Gucci Mane. Only thing I hear from Gucci Mane on albums or mixtapes was gunshots in the background, shine out of DJ, DJ Holiday, DJ Screen. You got Guwop at the end of this song. The intro, got Young Dro, Ari Lennox. That's what we need to talk about. Let's get to that. Get to the album first, y'all. I'm thinking, when I woke up, I'm looking forward to Bryson Tiller album. I'm seeing, oh, J. Cole responded. I'm thinking J. Cole just responded. I ain't know he had a full album to come out. You got Ari Lennox, Guwop, and Dro on the first song. I ain't seen nobody say nothing about that. Let's get to that. Come on, man. I understand the narratives y'all want to talk about. I understand it. Trust me, we're going to talk about 7-Minute Drill. Well, let's talk about the album, man. Let's talk about the good songs on the album. The fact that he got stuff in the stash, no pun intended, already ready to go. Come on now. That's what I be talking about. Now, y'all thinking about 7-Minute Drill. Now, every time I hear in the album, and he's sending shots at a rapper, because they do that all the time. You know, all these rappers, woot-de-woot. No, let's think about it. Damn, could he be talking about Kendrick? Could this be a situation where, damn, all this, all the whole album, is he on some shit like, I'm going to tell you how I really been feeling all these years? It just put that, you know what I'm saying, outside of just one record. So, like I say, shout out to Cole to keep the momentum going. Ari Lennox, Guwop, Dro did their thing. Favorite records, Pricey, like I said, first song on the album, Crocodile Tears, Ready 24, Cam'ron, Dipset, I'm Ready sample. Come on, man. HYB, I really enjoy. Sticks and Stones, Pie with Daylight, Absol, one of my early favorites. I don't know how to really say it. I want to say 3001. 3001 and Trader Truth and Ibiza. I really enjoy those records. I really enjoy this entire, if you want me to be honest, the 7-Minute Drill, I can't say I could have dealt without, because it is a direct response. But we just take 7-Minute Drill out, I'm satisfied with it. Like, I'm not looking for J. Cole to give me the album as a surprise album. The Fall Off is still coming. But yes, this will definitely hold me over until then. You responded, and you gave us new music on top of that. There's nothing for me to really complain about in terms of the album. 7-Minute Drill, a little bit different. 7-Minute Drill. Like I said before, I'm in the mindset now of, I don't think it's personal between Cole and Kendrick. I think they respect each other. They know what each other can do. They know what each other have done in their career. But I am kind of looking at Cole as like, okay, this is how he really been feeling about Kendrick music. Now, when you're talking about artists' album catalogs with Cole and Kendrick, I really got to sit this one out, because when Damn came out or when Cole dropped KOD, I kind of had my mindset on, I think Kendrick has the better catalog. So if you talking about, yo, they the hyped up, Pimp a Butterfly, I enjoy Pimp a Butterfly. That's why I say I'm not on the side of I'm biased Kendrick, I'm biased Cole. It's like, no, I kind of picked catalogs years ago. So when you come back with that, it's like, well, there's nothing I can really say because I like Pimp a Butterfly. Mr. Morale, Bitch Steppers, I can see, you know, people's, I said, I like, yeah, I like the album, but it's one of those albums where certain day, certain time, certain vibe, I gotta, you know, it just take all that. And Pimp a Butterfly did start like that, but 10 years, I think Pimp a Butterfly came out with 10 years ago. I done heard it so many times in 10 years, it's nothing for me to say about it. I enjoy it. Y'all can have that conversation in the corner. Damn was your prime. Where you was at and Damn, I was behind you then. Fast forward 7 years later, now I'm at my prime and you the one who probably following behind me now. So what you got? That's what I'm more focused on. I'm not here to argue catalogs. I did that shit in 2018. I'm not about to revisit these guys' catalogs and be like, this one, this one. Whenever Kendrick dropped Damn and Cole dropped KOD, I said I prefer Kendrick's catalog over Cole. The album he dropped with the basketball court on fire, that's not going to change it. My thoughts on Mr. Morale and the Bitch Steppers, that's not going to change it. Might Delete Later's not going to change it. The Fall Off's not going to change it. You gave me Section 80. You gave me Good Kid, Mad City. You gave me Pimp a Butterfly. You gave me Untitled, Unmastered, which also we got to take in consideration. Now Kendrick's not on TDE. Who knew the hula hoops he had to jump through to do the Untitled, Unmastered? Now, Kendrick might be ready to drop a surprise. Little 4-8-pack, something like that. That's what I'm saying. Keep the momentum going. Kendrick's not with TDE no more. They can't say, no, you can't drop the album. Now, he damn near went independent, I feel like. So, like I said, man, when it comes to their careers and albums, these guys' legacies are cemented. If he would have said this about Pimp a Butterfly when KOD came out or something, then maybe more of a conversation, been more fresh, but I ain't about to argue about an album I've been listening to for 10 years. Come on, ain't like Cole got the most, you know, flawless catalog. I said Born Center, Forest Hill Drive, those the two I put up against anybody. Sideline Story, I prefer Friday Night Lights over Sideline Story. Even though, you know, that's the mixtape debut album, it just, I prefer Friday Night Lights over Sideline. KOD was basically a tribute to Lil Pump and the mumble rappers of that time period. For Your Eyes Only, I told you, I had to go see Bruh do that live to really understand that album. But it's still at the bottom. It's just a Sideline Story for me. The one with the basketball court, the one he dropped a couple years ago, that's, of course, that's one of the best. I'm not mad at Might Delete Later, even though we're not looking at it as a probably official. It's still probably better than For Your Eyes and Sideline for me. And we'll see what the Fall Off do. So Cole can't say this like he just got a flaw. Now, some people might think it's flawless. That's why I can't talk in terms of catalogs. I can just give y'all my personal opinion, but I ain't about to debate. It's like, bro, you might have experienced Sideline Story a totally different way than I did. You might have had moments to For Your Eyes Only that I probably can't relate to. So I can't debate nobody in terms of that. But in terms of, oh, my bad. In terms of Cole saying what he think about Kendrick music, then we can talk. It's like, damn, like, these the guys we've been wanting a collab album for years, and who knows, maybe Cole, if Kendrick come back and say something, maybe Cole can come back and say, oh, remember that night in the studio we did about 5-6 songs, and even your people were saying I killed you? If stuff like that, I'd be like, oh, I'd be intrigued, like the behind the scenes. You know, what happened in the studio? Did one get the best of the other and the other one was scared to go back? And who knows? But I don't think it's nothing personal to where, yeah, we touched you and we got the hook in. I don't think it's nothing like that. Or you messed with my woman. I don't think it's nothing like that with Cole and Kendrick. I am happy Cole did respond, but I'm looking at the other stuff he was saying. I'm not really looking at the your catalog, the Jay-Z takeover approach he did with Nas. Because even with that, You can talk to people who was around then. People may consider It Was Written better than Illmatic. Believe it or not, I know Illmatic got the nostalgic, got the what you think of 90s hip hop is Illmatic. It Was Written, it wasn't no, what Jay-Z said, Your second was nah, it was real name So that's why I can't debate Pimp a Butterfly, because I like it. I've been liking it. So I can't say Cole could have came harder, because it's like, what can he really say about Kendrick? What can Kendrick really say about Cole? I'll be very disappointed if I see a footage of Kendrick at Dreamville Fest this weekend, though. I want Kendrick to come back with something. But I'm still hyped for this back and forth with the Big Three or whatever. But it's like, okay, if we getting albums out of it, I'm perfectly fine. I'm not going to even worry about the back and forth if we just keep getting surprise albums. So overall, to end this with Cole and Kendrick back and forth, the album catalog approach, I wasn't really feeling, because it's like, now you just got fans debating on that. But when you talking about one hot verse every 30 months, you know, you drop your classic in your prime. I was behind you then. I can admit I was behind you then. But now I'm in my prime, and you the one behind me. How are you going to respond? That's what I'm more interested in. That's a good way for Cole to look at it. I like that approach more than the album catalog approach. So shout out to Cole. Like I said, might delete later. We got a full surprise album out of it. That's another chess move. Can you do this? Can you drop a surprise album? Can you get legal and contract and all that stuff get together, streaming, to drop a surprise album? Do you got stuff in the studio, or are you just popping out for a verse? You know what I'm saying? And Cole show, he got shit in the tuck. He's been in album mode. So that's what got me more geeked up about this, rather than, you know, the conversation most fans were having, which I told y'all was going to happen, because fans are just biased. We picked our sides. We enjoy all their music. Me, at least, I do. But we all got our favorites. We all love the Ninja Turtles, but you might like Raphael. I might like Donatello, Michelangelo. We love our Power Rangers. You may like the Blue Ranger. I like the White Ranger. It's the same shit, in my opinion. So we'll see where it goes. And to wrap up this episode, sticking with hip-hop and sticking with hip-hop beef, Glorilla dropped her album, Everything, Everything. I was happy to see that people didn't turn on Glorilla, because last year, I've been rocking with her since FNF. I came on the podcast when that came out, said, yo, she got it right now. Looking forward to see what she got in the future. The thing I didn't want to happen, it happened. She went mainstream. Fans were like, And then when she went mainstream, that's when Sexy Red came in the picture. People were saying Sexy Red and took over Glorilla's spot and whoop-de-whoop. Now Glorilla, she bounced back with that Yeah Glow record. Everybody back on her side. She dropped this project. She got a record with Med from the Pretty Boy Swag, Soulja Boy sample. They going on tour together. So I was like, okay, bet. Shout out to Glorilla. Everything, everything. You know what I'm saying? Got on Twitter. Her and JT was going back and forth. JT from the City Girls. And I was like, what the hell? Because JT been moving around. I've been seeing videos. She been having, like, shows at pool parties and whatnot. She got all the girls wearing the same shirt. Like that early 2000s when T.I. and Jeezy were running around. Everybody got the same shirt on, whoop-de-whoop. So I was like, damn, like, I hate to see it, because Glorilla, like, I understand her point of view, because Glorilla, like, I'm about to go on tour, let's get the people talking, I just dropped the project, everything, everything. So I see it from her point of view. JT, City Girls, they got their whole thing with Young Miami and everything with Diddy going on. JT, people saying she the one that may have more success as a singles act. There's a lot of stuff going on with QC in general, not just with City Girls. So I was very surprised to see Glorilla and JT. I don't know what they were arguing about. I don't know where it stemmed from. I just saw it on the timeline. And I knew it was on the same weekend as Glorilla album dropping. Like I said, she got the video with Med. They going on tour. Just a lot of stuff in the hip-hop world. A lot of stuff in the hip-hop world. A lot of stuff in the sports world. We got the NBA playoffs creeping up. We got the men's national championship college and the women's. The women's about to tip off in a minute now, matter of fact. So while I'm editing, I might be watching that. So a lot of stuff going on. Like I said, WrestleMania Night 2 a couple hours away as well. So I'm going to do my best to keep y'all up to date with everything in my world in terms of music, sports, all that good stuff. But, yeah, ending this off, Cole responds to Kendrick. Now the ball in Kendrick court. I do think it was some things said to where, yeah, the ball is now in Kendrick court. Kendrick end of the court. Drake just got off tour. We'll see if he put his input in. And, yeah, I guess in a couple more hours as well, we'll see what happened at Dreamville Fest. Because J. Cole's headline tonight. So we'll see how it goes. But this has been episode 245, Stash House Podcast, your boy Tyler. Thank y'all for tuning in. Keep me in your prayers. Make sure everybody have a great week. I'm sorry. Great week. Great school week. Stay safe. Be mindful of your surroundings. Drink plenty of water. Keep me in your prayers. I'll do the same for y'all. Salute.